بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى says this is now after completing all the ahadith, the author of the kitab, compiler of the ahadith, says that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, quoting this ayat of the Quran Sharif of Surah Yunus, that those people who have brought iman, who have got iman and who do righteous deeds, on account of this iman and righteous deeds, yahdihim rabbuhum bi imanihim, Allah Ta'ala guides them on account of their iman. Iman is the very basic thing, the most important thing. Amal saliha also comes after iman. Iman is the most important. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala declares that on account of this iman which they have, that Allah Ta'ala guides them, and that is, this guidance is towards the reality of deen. As it comes in a hadith that a person who makes amal on that what he knows, then Allah Ta'ala gives him that the knowledge of those things which he does not know. This is that when a person acts upon to shariat, upon deen, what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, then Allah blesses us with reality. And then a person, he does not only follow the outward shariat, but and only for dunya, that we just have to make our namazas, roza, etc. But he realizes, on the one side, Allah blesses him with Allah's ma'rifat and muhabbat. Allah blesses him with the true object of life. And that becomes his way, that he understands that why he is living, why he has come in this world. And he prepares for akhirat, that is my real object of life. And fortunate is that person who realizes it, and who realizes it as early as possible, and then prepares accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala guides them then, and they will reach those places, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ, that they will reach those gardens of Jannah, beneath which there will be rivers flowing. And the enjoyments of Jannah, as they have come in so many ahadith, it is because of this iman basically, and the completion of it, amali saliha, that Allah will guide them to those beautiful gardens which they will have. Fi jannatin na'im, these rivers that will be flowing beneath them, and in gardens of bliss. They will live in this beautiful gardens, and they will live there forever and ever. And when they will have reached there, and Allah had blessed them with His countenance, they would have seen Allah, and that Allah had declared His pleasure for them. So their dua in Jannah will be, da'wahum fiha subhanakallahumma. Their dua will be that, O Allah, you are completely pure. Every purity to the most finest detail only belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate is that person who in this worldly life makes that effort to understand this purity of Allah. Today, as Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, for the vast majority of Muslims, Allah is only a five-lettered word. More than that, we don't know Allah Ta'ala. Who is Allah Ta'ala? And very sadly, we don't have that urge in us also to know who our Creator is. Who is feeding us? Who is giving us everything? If a person just has to deposit 1,000 rand into our account every month, or a person leaves a basket of fruit in front of our front door every week, then we will definitely want to know, who is this person who is doing this for me? Who is this kind person? But Allah, who has given us our existence, who has given us our iman, everything, but sadly the urge does not even come into us that we want to know who Allah Ta'ala is. However, those people who have reached this Jannah and these high stages where they had the ma'rifat and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, there they will just all the time explaining the purity of Allah Ta'ala. Fortunate is that person who realizes this purity of Allah in this world. وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ, and their greeting in Jannah will be salam all the time. There will be only peace in Jannat from every side. Yeah, in this world, we don't know. Every time the husband comes in the house, he hears a sad story from the wife. This has happened, that has happened. Or the husband brings a sad story into the house. If you hear this happened, that happened. But in Jannat, no sad stories whatsoever. Only peace from every side. And in every way, there will be only peace. No fear of anything whatsoever, or even. It will be only peace. And Allah Ta'ala's greeting for them there will be also peace. And the malaika, when they will come to them, they will also announce only peace. In other words, the news will be only peace. Yeah, if we listen to the news also, what news items are there? It is just about murdering, killing, treachery, all the evil things. That is what the news is filled with. Yeah. There it will be only peace. So their greeting, وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا salam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ and the last dua, at the end of the duas also, it will be only this, أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that all praise is only for Allah, who is the Lord, who is the nourisher, sustainer, creator, maintainer of all the universe. And this is where the Quran Sharif starts also, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This our little children also knows, everyone knows this also. So yeah, in this world Allah has given us this Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And when people will have passed all the processes and will have all the pleasures of Jannat, this will be their final dua also. So from there also we can easily understand that these are not just words, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Neither are they just the meaning of the words or the translation, but what a great reality they have in them. That finally the people of Jannat will also only declare this. And that will be that they will realize that all our amal, our weak iman, etc., was not there to give us this great, great enjoyments and pleasures of Jannat. It is only Allah who is so merciful, who is so kind. And as in Surah Fatiha we read after that, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Because Allah is the most merciful, that complete mercy of Allah and kindness of Allah, we will realize it there. But really it will be for those people who made effort on it in this world, that to realize who Allah is, the love of Allah Ta'ala and the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has put us in this world not only to gain our bread and butter, just to live in this world, to have a shelter, but those are necessities which we are responsible for. But much more than that is to know who Allah is, what Iman is, and Amal is Salihah, and we practice on that, then Allah Ta'ala by the barakat of that will give us the reality of this Amal and this Iman. A person who has it in this world, he is already in a state of Jannat in this world already. And then there of course he will get that physical and actual Jannat, and when the great pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah in His great mercy and kindness grants this to all of us, inshaAllah. وآخر دعوانا